Yes, Father, in Jesus' name we do praise you that it is our story and it is our song to praise your Son, our Jesus, all the day long. Lord, what a life, what a blessed life you have given. God, just awaken us more to the sons that we are now. We are the sons of God now. Lord, help us to just praise your Son, Lord, more abundantly, Lord, more fully today for that finished work on the cross, Lord, that again brought us in, Lord Jesus, and changed us, hallelujah, from death to life everlasting, Lord God. Oh, dead in sin to God, seated together with your Son in the heavens in Christ. Lord, thank you again for the blood of the Lamb. That's all the power in the precious blood of your Son. And we rejoice and give you thanks forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise God. Let's open our Bibles to begin today in Habakkuk. That's Habakkuk chapter 2. And oh, some encouragement for them. And oh, they wrote these things for us. Praise be to God. Habakkuk 2, and we begin reading in verse 2. And it says, "And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon tables, that he may run that reads it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry." Praise God. And I'm here, praise God, with you, but we're with him. And I thank God, this is why we live. These are the words, these are the speak, if you will, the dialogue, hallelujah, of our bridegroom to us. And it causes us to rejoice. It causes us to praise him. And as David said, "Oh, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me." There is a praise that comes upon us. There's just glory, hallelujah, that comes from that grace that we give him all the glory that he has given to us. And it's because by grace we have heard. Amen? It's because by the grace of God we have heard. And I love it. It says how, make it plain upon the tables. I understand the written, but I also see that as, thank God for the feasting we have. That, Lord, you've brought out strong meat for us this day. But I praise God because we have heard. And I praise God that we do run. And I praise God that we do have a vision. And I praise God, hallelujah, we believe in the glory and the gospel of the glory. That the one that is full of, hallelujah, grace and truth is coming soon for his glory. Oh, yes, he is. He that shall come will come, and he will not tarry. I know he's bothering the Father right now. Father, can I go get her right now? I know you are, Jesus. Hallelujah. Because he's put that longing in me. And I thank God I know that he's coming for us, but he desires to come for us. Hallelujah. Now, wonderful stuff here. But praise be to God, as we rejoiced a little bit earlier today, I want to be that glory in the church for him. You understand, all the glory is for him. Amen? It's not glory for me. I understand that. I want to be glory for him. Praise God. I want to be that rib portion glory for him. And I want to let him do that in me. Let him. I don't try. I don't stress. I let him. I'm his workmanship. He said he's already blessed me. He said, "Son, let me just do it. Let's go take a little walk." Matter of fact, it's called a walk of faith. I want you to read the word. I want you to receive the word. I want you to hear my spirit give you the word. Hallelujah. Taking all the things of mine and showing them unto you. And I love that, showing them. Yes, he gives them unto us, but they've really already been given. I've already been blessed with them. It's just to realize what I have. It's just awakening, growing up. That's why he doesn't want us to remain children. Children are wonderful. And I sure love to look at the pictures of my kids in my house, and man, they're cute little guys. Love them. But I saw them grow, and it got exciting, and all the things that they would participate in, and the achievements, and all these different things. And there were some times that were pretty spooky. Times that, oh my goodness, how's this going to turn out? But I didn't think in the fear of how it was going to turn out. I looked to the word of God and the promises of God, which are yea and amen. You train them up in the way that they should go, they will not depart from it. Will you, son? Will you, sons? It's a promise. You're dealing with the promises of God. And they're true. Call those things which be not as though they were. Amen? As thou hast believed, so be it done unto you. He's forever faithful. He's beyond faithful. There'll be times that it looks like it's over, but that's the time that he comes in with this marvelous grace. And I love how my brother will pray sometimes, just peace be still. Peace be still. Be quiet. Watch the mighty hand of God. It's amazing, isn't it? That's your life. And that's why you rejoice. And you're thankful to God. And you wait for him. And you wait on him. Believing, praise God, that he that's promised, he'll do it. See, but I want to let him do that. And brothers and sisters, that's what we're looking for. As we read this, we're looking for the appearing of the Lord. Matter of fact, we're not just looking for it, we're longing for it. And we're longing for that soon appearing of our bridegroom. And praise be to God, that's loving his appearing. How are you looking for Jesus? How are you longing for Jesus? What do you believe you will see when you see him? It's all about this vision that's written on the tables. What will you receive from that? How much enlightened eyes of understanding will you allow the Holy Ghost to allow you to see? It's up to you. He that wills to know will know of the gospel. Amen? And I thank the Lord. We've all been growing up. And I thank God. What a privilege to grow up together with you in Christ. Amen. And it's all been because of the word of his grace. Amen? There's lots of things. We've come in here from lots of different ways and lots of different things and maybe even lots of different doctrines. But thanks be to God, there was something about the word of his grace that began to settle us. We began to listen to it. And when you begin to listen to it, what happens is one thing. You'll grow. And you'll grow up and you'll have confidence in him, not confidence in you. You'll begin to understand how much he loves you, how much he cares for you, how he adores you. How he's completely, completely obsessed with you. That's why he's a jealous God. And he loves you with a godly jealousy. And love that and embrace that. Thank God for that. But that's how much he's into you. And that's why he gives you this word. And that's why he wants you to be confident in this word. That's why he wants you to believe the word of God. And have an ear only for the Spirit. And what the Spirit saith to the churches, and especially as we know today, what the Spirit saith to the church of Philadelphia. Yes, the church of brotherly love. Those that love one another and growing more in love in one another. Hallelujah. But brothers and sisters, I'll tell you, not many Christians really see this glorious appearing. Most Christians talk about end times. Yep. You've heard that. Getting, oh, yeah, it's the end times. Okay, I'm thankful for that. They talk about the coming of the tribulation. For sure do. End times and coming of tribulation. And praise God for that. However Christ is preached, I therein do rejoice. But my heart sees it just a little bit differently. I don't see the end times coming. I see the beginning of times coming. I see the beginning of the Lord's day coming. Amen. And I don't see, in a sense, the coming of the tribulation. Praise God, I see the coming of my bridegroom in the air. And that's the truth. Now you say, well, now brother, how do you see those things? It's the word of his grace, isn't it? It's right here in the word of God. It's all there, but it's really up to you. How will you see it? How will you allow the Holy Ghost to minister to you and give you those enlightened eyes of understanding? And it's true. It's so true, brothers and sisters, that it's a complete difference. The way that you see it makes a huge difference. The vision is everything. As we were studying Revelation, it is just so sovereign to my heart. I could see it so clearly. Where are you seeing many of those scenes? Matter of fact, all the scenes, where are you seeing them? And one of the most monumental scenes that the Lord put in my heart, where do you see it, son? Are you in heaven looking up at the throne? Waving a palm with the innumerable multitude? Saying salvation to our God? Do you know that there's many people that just love truly giving themselves praise to be a servant of God? Well, I'll tell you what, I want to have a different vision. I want to have the vision, yes, where I'm seated together with him in the midst of the throne, and I'm looking out from the midst of the throne with him. See, I'm going to be full of eyes so I can see him, and I can see out. You know those four living ones? It says they're full of eyes within and without. They don't just have it there, they have it now. They really do. They have vision. Amen? And I'm going to look out by the grace of God with our bride crew. And somehow I know with those eyes too, by the grace of God, I'll see you too. I'll see Christ in you, the hope of glory, the same Christ in you, the hope of glory I see today. Moment, he's going to have to shut that down for a second, because I don't know if the things I'm seeing right now I'm worthy to speak of, I'll tell you. Praise God. But even on my journeys this past week, I have to tell you, I was grieved in my heart at some of it, to hear that the preaching of the coming of the Lord is almost non-existent in many, many Christian churches today. Have you ever been talking to someone, a child of God that you've met or whatever, and your heart just turns to talking about the coming of the Lord, and then you talk about, yeah, you know, meeting him in the air and how wonderful this is going to be, and then you start to get this strange look. And that's my brother or sister in Christ that I'm talking to. And it's like, you're crazy. You know that, huh? Well, yeah. Well, how about even the sadness that I even heard as I traveled? The thought of his coming to many Christians is a fairy tale. The Word of God really didn't mean that. What do you mean the Word of God really didn't mean that? If I start to parse it up like that, then what does the Word of God really mean? I believe the Word of God means exactly what it says. I believe it's very bold and it's very direct and it's very exact. Amen, it is. There is a mark for the prize for the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. It's precise. And it's by grace alone, is it not? And the Lord continues to point us that way every single time we want to hear what the Spirit says. But even though all of this stuff is going on, I have news for you. I just got a little bit more inspired. See, not only did that not disappoint me, it just encouraged my heart, made it even more thankful. Gave me even more boldness, praise God, that I not only want you to believe the Lord's coming soon, I don't want you just to have a desire for the Lord to come soon. My heart is on fire, brothers and sisters. I want us to be incensed with the coming of the Lord. I mean incensed with the coming. You know what that's getting on? That there just isn't almost anything else to talk about. That in the abiding of my day, that occupies truly my heart and my mind. And that every day, he's coming today. Amen. That's the abiding, by the grace of God, I pray that we will have. And we need to have. But see, it broke my heart to think that in this amazing moment that we're in this amazing time of the word of the Lord and all the revelation that God has given us, Christians do not think the Lord is going to come in their time. It got me to thinking, I got to think about my wife when I wanted to get married and have her come to be with me. And could you, I just thought it'd be like me thinking, she doesn't love me enough to come be with me as my spouse. But I thank God I never thought that. And I didn't think that because I knew she loved me. I knew she wanted to be with me. And how much more so our God. Do you know that? I mean, this isn't just some kind of a silly thought. I mean this very sincerely. I know. See, in Jesus' name, we entered the throne room as we gather today. And he's here. All right? We're in the presence of him. And he's here. And I know right now, and I can see in my heart, that there's standing going on in the throne room of God. There's an excitement, praise God. Because his son, Jesus, is being magnified. And magnified in the heights of what he wants for his people. And I thank the Lord that right now, he's saying, Father, praise God. There's an encouragement. Oh, that grace, hallelujah. The plan, all of this, they're receiving it. There's rejoicing. And there's one thing that our Lord and Savior does not know. The time that the Father is going to say, it's time, son. And I know he's far more giddy than I am. Because in my heart right now, I think, is it right now, Lord? So the only one he could ever ask that to is his Father. Father, can I go get her right now? That's adoring his appearing, amen? See, and that's what causes us to abound in hope, is to know the love of him. As we were rejoicing on Wednesday, and I was at loss for words, talking about those two, Jonathan and David, and how their souls were knit together. And Jonathan, he fell in love with the soul of David. We read in Matthew how our Lord, it said his soul, it broke. He was made man and a soul. See, I love him because he's God. But I'm in love with him. I'm in love with him because of his soul. It's so, he's so tender and he's so loving and he's so amazingly in love with you. And he does, he just, not only does he stand there to have you see him, he holds you. And he's just, and he's saying these things to you. Every day he does. And he's been saying it all your life. And here we go, we're beginning to hear him, aren't we? Getting to make a move little by little. I see your faces lighting up. They're getting all blurry, but I see the light. Yes. He loves me. You're beginning to live like he loves me. You're beginning to live like that Shulamite. I am my beloved's, and his desire is towards me. He loves me. That's when you'll get lit up in this. That's when you'll be taken out from the cares of this life. Oh, brothers and sisters, it's so, so wonderful. And we must awake to this. We have to, by the grace of God. How could we not? Amen. Alive and living for that time. You know, the Song of Solomon, it talks about how her love had his hand at the doorknob. He was right there for her, but she hesitated at that moment and he was gone. We're at that moment. But I'm going to tell you something, brothers and sisters. There won't be another time at this moment. There won't. He's going to come, and that time shall be no more. And you think of this glorious preaching. No, I'm not saying my preaching's glorious. But his word is. And I know it is. This is the foolishness of preaching that preaches the glory of his word. But this preaching will be no more. That was a pain in my heart to think of that time. And I don't want to be here in that time when the bridal message is preached no more. Never really thought of that. There's no time for delay. There's distractions going on, but there can't be. The cares of this life, brothers and sisters, they can't consume us. If truly our lives, which I'm pretty sure each one of us have said in here at one time or another, because I don't think you'd be here because he's come for your words. I want to be his bride. But if it's truly what we desire, it needs to be truly what we desire. Amen? Oh, yeah. So here it is. Here it is. We need to be abounding in the hope of the coming of the Lord. And I thank God there's evidence of that in here. I thank the Lord, praise his name. I thank God that that will always be the evidence of those that hear Paul's gospel and receive it. Those that not just know the word, but the word of his grace. See, it's the grace that brings the glory. It's the grace of God. It's the word of his grace that puts that abounding hope in your heart. Not hope of if, but when. Not hope of if he'll do it. He's doing it. Amen? Because I'm confident in his word. I'm not confident in my work. I'm not confident in how I'm serving or what I'm doing. I'm confident in what he finished. I'm confident in what he promised. I'm confident in the word of the Lord that is true. His promises are yea and amen. He says, as thou hast believed, so be it done unto you. What's so hard to get about that? Amen? Do you believe in the bridal glory for you? I believe in it for me. I do by the grace of God. I take that grace. I take that grace to believe in his grace. To have the faith that, Lord, I will be bridal glory for you. Now, he has told me, he said in the word, he said, as thou hast believed, so be it done unto you. Well, I believe that. I believe in the workmanship that he will do, that he will perfect that which concerns me. I'm not going to go over here and strive about it and muddle about it or wonder about it or doubt about it. I want to live in it. I don't want to get ready for it someday over there. It doesn't change. How you abide here is how you're going to abide over there. It is. What, do you think it's going to change? That's why Mary chose the better part at his feet. She was a worshiper. Martha, you're encumbered with much doing. What don't we want to get about that? You're distracted, Martha. She has chosen the better part. Do not bother her. And I thank God. I thank God once again this week. I had to say that to somebody. Don't bother me. Oh, that's harsh. Praise God. You got to pass by the city. You want to hold a palm? There's many churches that preach it. Go. Go. And I don't feel sorry for you. Because we're without excuse. You talk about your heritage, your family, the privilege that we have. Amen, sister. It's like what it is, isn't it? We need to be about it. We need to be mature sons. We need to appreciate our heritage in Christ, our Father, and especially appreciate beyond thankfulness our Savior. and what he finished and the provision and the plan of God that didn't just end when he arose. It even got better. He sent us the Holy Ghost. And that's just it. You want this abounding? You want this abounding of the coming of the Lord? And I believe you do. And I know there's folks that are listening today, here or wherever, that want that abounding of the coming of the Lord, that want that euphoria. Jesus is coming for me. The Holy Ghost. It's the Holy Ghost. You want to abound in the hope of the coming of the Lord for you. Not just say, oh, the Lord's coming. No, he's coming for me. This is a personal thing. Amen? This is wedlock divine. He's the only one that can do it that way. There's many of us, praise God, but I'm the only one. You know that too? I'm glad for you too. Amen. Isn't it wonderful? But see, that's why he's God. That's why he's God. But this is that encouragement. That's that excitement. But it's only that inspiring is what the Holy Ghost can do. That's it. That's it. It's not just singing till I'm blue in the face and looking at words on a wall and all that. No. It's the words of the bridegroom spoken by the Spirit to your heart. Comes by worship, comes by hearing the word of God, all of those things. And see, you're even worshiping and meditating on him right now. Your heart is praising him in the Holy Ghost right now as you receive the word of his grace. Yeah, it's manifold what he does moment by moment. You don't need to isolate parts of God. He just does it. You just got to understand that. Let God, amen, get rid of this. Get this mind be in you. Oh, hallelujah. But see, that's the problem, brothers and sisters. 99.9% of Christianity, I believe, the reason they don't expect him in their lifetime or think the coming of the Lord is a fable is because they suppress the Holy Ghost. And it can happen in an individual life in this meeting too. Don't suppress the Holy Ghost. Don't do that. Stir up the gift. Amen. Amen. Why do you think Brother Paul said, oh, I'm glad I speak more than you all? He wasn't bragging about him, but he knew that encouragement he needed all the time that came through the word, that also came through his tongue as he spoke those mysteries back to God. Amen. See, I'm beginning to know even more so the mysteries that I speak back to him, because all the mysteries is in his word, isn't it? It's not some unknown thing. It's the word of the Lord, and he's made that known to us. It's out of sight. It's just incredible. I love getting excited about Jesus with you. But you miss this, you miss the geyser of the bridegroom love. You will. I was thinking about how many times Brother Hill would say, there's all the power in the building and all you have to do is go flip the switch. The power's in the Holy Ghost. Power's in the Holy Ghost. And you sit and be complacent about it. To just say, well, I'm just going to have it my way. Well, you're going to have it your way. I want to have it his way. This is the only way to have it, don't you think? And I know what his way is for you. You say, well, how do you know it's my way? I do, because his word tells me. He wants you in the midst of the throne. He does. Matter of fact, every child of God, he'd want him there. But I know especially for you, his word doesn't return void unto him. So I don't want it my way. And I want to be encouraged in the Holy Ghost. And I want this geyser of love. And I want to flip that switch on and say, Lord, I'm going to let you. And that Holy Ghost, what will happen? It'll lighten your life up. He'll light you up. You'll be one of those fiery ones. Yes, he will light it up. Brother said that the other, months ago in a sermon, and I loved it. But we need to be lit up all the time. A glory of the past is a glory of the past. I need to be that glory for him today. Amen? I need to be loving his appearing today. So let's close with this. Isaiah 64:4. For since the beginning of the world, men have not heard, nor perceived by the ear, neither hath the eye seen, O God, beside thee, what he hath prepared for them, or for him that waiteth, hallelujah, for him. And then I love how the encouragement came down to the Apostle Paul for us. Just even a little bit more, can you imagine? In 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9, it says, But as it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. But see, we've got verse 10. What that means is we've got even more. We've got exceeding great and precious promises, as the word of the Lord has told you, if you will take it, you are given a better thing. So even though eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither hath entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him, but God hath revealed them unto us, by his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. So as we go today, and I pray where we're going is down here to the altar. Is this your reality? Because it is the reality. See, that's what I'm saying. This is the real, this is the true and the lovely. But is it yours? It is yours. See, that's the thing. It is yours. But it's just laying hold of it. It's just believing it. See, by the grace of God, not only do we want to see him, but we want to see him in the air. We want to see him at the first trump rapture. We want to see him as our bridegroom. And I love how the word of God says it. Oh, that thou wouldst believe. Oh, that we would believe in such great salvation. Amen? It's yours. Let's pray.
Upon the page is the story of my life. But doth not the word say, what is mine is yours if you will take it?
Yes.
Will you let this be the story of your life? Will you let my word become the story of your life?
Believe and continue in my word, and you shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. And by this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if you have love one for another.
We thank you, Father, in the wonderful name of Jesus. And it's again, you are just so sweet to deal with our hearts. But this is your will, and this is your searching. And Lord, Help us to be a people that call out to you in such thanksgiving today. Thank you, Lord, for letting me hear the word of your grace. Thank you, Lord, for allowing the whole council to come forth. And, Lord, that it's in spirit and in truth, Lord Jesus. That's who you're seeking. And, Lord, cause us to be changed from glory to glory. Lord, renew these minds, Lord God, and transform us, Lord, into that wonderful workmanship of the magnificence of your grace. Lord, help us to want and desire to be that for you. Lord, with who you are, with what you've done. Oh God, the plan, the masterpiece of the plan of your Son, your beautiful Son. Oh, what you have given, Lord, in him and everything that you have given. Lord, help us to turn to that. And Lord, let that life, the life of Jesus, the love of Jesus, just ravish our hearts this morning. That, Lord, there's an awakening. That, Lord, you love me like that. You love me like that. That, Lord, I just want it. I want what you want me to have. I want what you want for my life. Lord, I want to let you have it. And thank you, Lord, that it's your word that tells us what you want. And help us to truly want for you to will and to do of your good pleasure. Oh, the good pleasure of your will. The good pleasure of your glory in us. And we give you the praise. Oh, what praise. I have more praise to give you today because I know you've expanded me. I have more glory to praise you with, Lord God, because you've allowed me to receive more grace this morning. Lord, thank you again that we've grown just a little bit more in the love of Christ today. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.